The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is 3:04 p.m. on this Thursday, January 7th. If you are listening to us live on KTQA, if you are listening to our 6 p.m. rebroadcast, it is probably about 6:02 p.m. The Daily Briefing is your place where you can get all of your updates and resources related to the pandemic at the local and state level. Of course, many of us are paying much closer attention today to issues at the national level, and I encourage us all to remain and stay informed, but I would be remiss if I did not, as usual, update our listeners in our community, knowing that state-level updates on COVID-19 and lots of information on coronavirus, how you do get your documents, the different rules and guidelines and regulations for different sectors and businesses and providers, they're all available online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line for any of your questions is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for the coronavirus Q&A line is 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. If you text the word coronavirus to 211-211, you can get your questions answered that way as well. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services anywhere in Washington State through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. Those referral services and resources include things like food assistance, linking you up with daycare and low-cost services like that, rent assistance, food, nutrition, and many resources are available for adults and youth experiencing distress, in addition to those who are caring for anyone who's experiencing emotional distress. The Washington Listens support line for getting referrals for behavioral health services or for just having a listening ear is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255 for English, o en español es 888-628-9454. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor. All you gotta do is text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741741. If you text the word FRONTLINE to 741741, you'll be connected with a crisis counselor trained to help frontline workers in the fight against COVID. Teens can call or text the Teen Link number at 1-866-833-6546. An individual struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline. That is 366-789-1511. For state-level updates today, the Washington State Department of Health reports that about 20% of the state's allocated coronavirus vaccines have been administered to patients since they were first authorized in December. Washingtonians who belong to the Phase 1A vaccination group are eligible right now to get the vaccine. Those include our first responders who are likely to work with COVID patients, our elderly residents of long-term care facilities, as well as healthcare workers who are likely to work in direct contact with COVID patients. The state anticipates members of Group 1B may be getting their vaccines by mid-month. There are 477 facilities across the state who are officially enrolled to provide COVID-19 vaccines. This includes also CVS and Walgreens pharmacies that are contracted to provide vaccines for long-term care facilities. Healthcare providers can go to covidvaccinewa.org for resources to share with patients, as well as a downloadable vaccine provider toolkit. And anyone can go to covidvaccinewa.org for lots of information around how the state is doing in terms of vaccine allocations, what their plans are. And you can search the word Washington Phase Finder to see what group you belong to in terms of how you can determine when you are eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine. Among the two that are authorized, those include the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. For our regional news today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 302 new COVID-19 cases, and 243 cases were reported yesterday. I know that by the time I went to air, the health department in our county had not yet released that information. So as of today, there were 302 new COVID-19 cases today, 243 cases yesterday, still high COVID case counts, and the county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 248. With a 6-day data lag, 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people is 386. Residents of Pierce County can go to tpchd.org. That's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website. So tpchd.org/vax to the future. That's V-A-X, vax to the future. That's a URL that will help you keep up to date on vaccine efforts in our county specifically, including when you might be eligible for vaccines based on their availability in our region and your personal factors like age, health, work, and living situation. But again, you can also go search Phase Finder Washington and find that same kind of information. There are lots of testing sites for COVID-19 throughout our region. Community spread is still very active. If you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, or if you've been exposed to someone who has tested positive for the virus, you are definitely advised to go get tested. For King County locations, you can visit kingcounty.gov. And for our Pierce County locations, you can visit tpchd.org/COVID test. The remaining testing sites available this week from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department include tomorrow, January 8th. They'll be out at Bay Terrace Apartments, located at 2550 South G Street, as well as at the State Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. And on Saturday, January 9th, the Health Department will be out at Tacoma Metro Park's Vassalt Park, Fort Steilacoom Park, all the way out in Eatonville at Eatonville Middle School and at the State Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. For those mobile testing events, there's no ID that's required. Those tests are free and open to anyone. Most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The ones in Lakewood are extended by a few hours. So if you need some late night hours, you can hit up the inspection station in Lakewood. And for specifics like addresses and times, go to tpchd.org. Results are usually available for those COVID-19 tests within 3 to 7 days. And if that 7-day waiting period seems kind of long, remember that even if you are seeking a test result, but you've been experiencing the symptoms of COVID-19, you are advised to stay home and stay away from others to prevent that possible community spread, even if you end up testing negative. That concludes our updates and new resources available for us today. I think tomorrow I will have a few more announcements regarding local schools within our regions who have decided solid plans, how they plan to welcome back elementary school students or students in various groups. Those include in Federal Way, in Seattle, in Tacoma, and in Puyallup. Over the next few months, they are planning lots of different things. And I think tomorrow that's when I'll have that information available for us. But remember that you can always go to our website, especially if you missed any of the phone numbers or websites that I read out. Go to our website at daily.ktqa.org and you can click on the date that you heard the daily briefing and you can read it or listen to it. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 to get linked up with community resources. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. You can also catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM. And if you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know that you'd like to be included. We've got some virtual planning meetings coming up the next couple of weeks and would love to have your involvement. My name is Becky. Thank you, as always, for joining me through the KTQA Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.